from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Thursday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast starring Larry Williams on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning we need to talk about the new James Comey and what he will and won't do in charge of the FBI. Lydia Ko, her relationship to Donald Trump. The Megaburg finally is on its way and reappropriating mints on toast. But before any of that, welfare, are we paying too much to a bunch of dropkicks?
Interesting what David Seymour has to say. Is he right in saying that families who can't afford kids shouldn't be having them? Well, of course he is. Of course he is. I mean, who in their right mind would argue against such a proposition? Most families, and he's quite right, most families don't have kids if they can't afford them. Why would you? Why would you? Look, you can argue one way or the other, I suppose, for a family bonus. They used to have a baby bonus years ago, didn't they? I don't think Labor are suggesting that the $60 a week is to encourage poor families who can't afford more babies to spit out more babies. But it doesn't help, clearly. As Mr. Seymour said, the Australian experiment shows that some do choose. They see the 30, 60 bucks or whatever, and they choose to have more babies. Stupid, but that's what happens. The taxpayer is not a bottomless pit. And this working for family stuff, it's a crock, actually. It's a crock. I mean, simply because 40% plus families in this country get more in tax credits and other benefits than they pay in tax. It is patently obvious that there are families who can't afford kids, and they keep churning them out, and we keep paying. And those kids will be at the bottom of the heap, of course. I mean, we know this. Parents, if you can call them that, are dysfunctional. And those kids will be our future welfare beneficiaries. I don't know why you encourage this. I mean, we had a woman the other day in the Herald. She was, what, 33? 10 kids. 10. Refusing to name the fathers of about 4 of them, I think. Moaning because a benefit was done. I mean, it's just nuts. And it just defies belief that we keep supporting such nonsense.
We should be actively discouraging people from having children of any kind, anywhere, anytime. Children are horrible. How many times do I have to say it? Right. So it looks like this guy, Ray, will be in charge of, that's his last name, not his first name, but he will be in charge of the FBI now that Comey's gone. But there are some things he's just not prepared to do.
What's your assessment of this? Has this got more legs? It's got legs, obviously, because Donald Trump Jr. did a foolish thing. But where do you see this going?
Yeah, it's certainly got legs. And again, it's dominating the news in Washington, that different part of America, that East Coast part, where there is this fixation with the presidency and with the presidency's trials. Donald Trump has been on Twitter this morning. He's saying this is the greatest political witch hunt in history. He says the White House is functioning perfectly. He says he has very little time for watching TV. But he did tune into Fox News last night to watch Don Jr. defend himself in an interview that he did with Sean Hannity. Donald Trump Sr. said that he was open, transparent, and innocent. Donald Trump Jr. admitted during that meeting that he perhaps would have done things differently, but he saw the meeting as such a nothing. But interestingly, what we've seen on Capitol Hill in Washington this morning is the new FBI director, Christopher Wray, appear for his nomination hearings before the Senate. He said the president's depiction of the Russian probe as a witch hunt was wrong. And he said also that he'd resign as FBI director if Donald Trump asked him ever to do anything illegally. And he'd also try to avoid being alone with him. He said that was highly unlikely to happen. He also said that the Trump campaign and Donald Trump Jr. in particular should have taken legal advice before taking the meeting with a Russian lawyer last year. Donald Trump, you remember, sacked James Comey because he didn't feel he was sufficiently loyal. He was troubled by his handling of the Russian meddling investigation. And it doesn't seem that his choice as a new director, the FBI, Christopher Wray, is going to be any more kind of toeing the line.
Yeah, to be honest, like Christopher Wray, I also would not like to have a one-on-one meeting with, I'd be alone in a room with President Trump, and I'm not even involved with the FBI. What about Lydia Ko? Would she get in a room with him?
US Open, this is the golf. I'm a golf nutter. It starts tomorrow on Donald Trump's course. And Lydia Ko, who I just love, dodged some questions on the polarising figure of Donald Trump, who casts, according to this story, a large shadow over the US Women's Golf Open, which starts tomorrow. The United States Golf Association had faced intense pressure from women's groups and Democratic senators to move the event because of Trump's comments about women and minorities. This was in the run-up to the election, of course, remember that. Lydia Ko was peppered with questions about Trump, who is expected to make an appearance over the weekend, which is understandable because he owns the golf course. And he's also,
you mean apart from his fake Time magazine right. cover picture?
Exactly.
Hanging
in the
Turnberry,
yeah. Well, the interesting thing, you know what the interesting thing about was? Apparently he has been on the cover of Time, but
he had
this fake one. I don't know why he had the fake one.
Why he's been on cover of Time 14 times, yeah. Which he claimed was a record, which isn't, because Richard Nixon's been on the cover 54 times, but still.
Why did he put up a fake one?
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you for that, Glenn. Anyway, so I digress. So he'll turn up because he owns the golf course, and why shouldn't he? And he's the president, and a lot of presidents. You had George Bush and Bill Clinton and Obama, of course. They'll play golf and they turned up to these things. Anyway, Brittany Lincecum, a seven-time winner of the LPGA, she told the Chicago Tribune she hoped the president would stay away from the event so the focus will be on the golfers and not him. And Lydia Ko was asked what she thought of those comments, and she said, well, everyone has their own opinion. I think Britt probably didn't say it so literally, but you know, I don't know exactly where or if the president Trump is going to come here. And then she went on to say it'd be cool. It'd be cool, she said, if the president did turn up. So she, you know, got round the questions very nicely. It'd be cool if any president turns up to the national golf tournament. But look, this is just more rabid stuff, along with political activists. And for goodness sake, I mean, leave these kids alone. They shouldn't have to answer this stuff. Leave them alone. They're golfers. They're not politicians or political activists. Let them get on with their lives and play golf. I mean, we saw this with Rory McIlroy not long ago, who played a round of golf with President Trump. And what happened? He got slagged, trolled, whatever you call it, on social media for doing so. And he said, well, I wouldn't play again because of all the hassle he had to go through. So it's quite pathetic. Leave these kids alone.
I feel like Larry wouldn't have a problem playing golf with Trump. Just any excuse to get out and play golf, really, as far as he's concerned. Funny, it's funny working with Larry. Like many hosts on this station, he's a bit sceptical about the old man-made climate change situation. I think he was trying to trap this scientist here talking about this giant ice shelf that's broken away.
Is it unusual, so this Larsen Sea ice shelf, is it unusual for these glaciers to carve away, or is it happening all the time?
So iceberg carving is definitely part of the natural life cycle of any ice shelf. We see it happening all the time, all around the Antarctic coastline, but actually also up in the north in Greenland, where there are floating ice shelves there too. What's unusual about this event is the size of the iceberg. It is unusual for us to see icebergs of quite this size. To put it in context, it's about four times the size of London. So we do not see icebergs of this size turning up very often.
Yeah, he was waiting. He really wanted her to say that it's all because of man-made climate change, that it's cracked off. But she didn't fall into his trap, and he was quite disappointed. We're going to finish up here with Brett's complaining. We've suggested that mince on toast is a traditional British meal. What does Al Brown think about this?
So shall we just claim it as a Kiwi creation? Chef, restaurateur and TV presenter Al Brown is with me to talk about this. G'day, Al. And thank you for
talking. We should.
We should? Yeah. Well, it's been around forever, hasn't it?
Oh, it's one of the great dishes. I adore mince on toast.
It's made a comeback to you. I've noticed that it's made a comeback in the last few years, right or wrong?
No, it has actually. You know, you're seeing it up and down. You know, it's sort of an ultimate sort of comfort food in the, for breakfast, I believe. And we did an event recently, or the guy, Hayden Scott, that I work with, he did a collaboration with a coffee company, Supreme Coffee, and he did, you know, he did mince on toast, but he did it with a mustard butter and wasabi peas and sour cream. So you can dress it up and dress it down, but just simple savoury toast. Savoury mince on toast is always good.
Right, and with an egg on top, a couple of eggs on top for breakfast. I mean, it's made a comeback.
Oh, on a day like today, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a bunch of people up and down the country stuck inside eating mince on toast with a couple of poached eggs on top.
I haven't heard too many people talking about melting cheese all over it, which of course is what you need to do. Really, the main issue here is I'm so hungry and nobody sent us any food this morning, even though we were talking about mince on toast. That was very disappointing. I'm Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap. We'll be back again to do it again tomorrow. It's basically mince on toast in a box is what it is.